Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
The first time I came to this state was as a volunteer to knock on doors for a presidential candidate, a young man with a funny name.
South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg was one of the now 13 candidates who spoke at the Iowa Democratic Party's major fundraiser of the primary season this weekend. This event is where former President Barack Obama's campaign really soared in 2007. Former Obama spokesperson Tommy Veeder told Radio Iowa that that night might have been the, quote, single most important night of the entire campaign, unquote, putting the pressure on Democrats this cycle to follow suit. Over 13,000 people from across the country flocked to Des Moines for the Liberty and Justice Celebration, formerly known as the Jefferson Jackson Dinner. Buttigieg, the 37-year-old Midwestern mayor, addressed some of the same questions then 46-year-old Barack Obama faced about his age and experience.
Call it optimistic, but do not call it naive, because I believe these things not based on my age, but based on my experience.
In her remarks, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren didn't go through the details of her new Medicare for All plan, but the topic was on people's minds. Her plan doesn't raise middle-class taxes, but still faces criticism. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett told reporters that it's unrealistic.
I understand Bernie Sanders' ideological commitment to Medicare for All. He's had it since the early 70s. I just don't understand why any Democrat that's running for office in 2020 would have that as their major platform plank, but she does and others do as well.
Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke ended his candidacy at a downtown Des Moines rally hours before he was supposed to take the stage.
I will still be part of all the causes that brought us here together in the first place, whether it is ending gun violence or confronting climate change before it is too late or addressing the structural racism.
His volunteers and staff had spent all day participating in what's known as the sign wars, plastering the venue and surrounding blocks with as many yard signs as possible, not knowing they were about to lose their candidate. Here's O'Rourke thanking his supporters.
Those who were here at 5 a.m. setting up these signs. Those of you who've been knocking on doors for the last 7 months in Iowa.
From the stage, California Senator Kamala Harris applauded O'Rourke's role in amplifying the discussion around gun violence since the August mass shooting in his hometown of El Paso.
Beto had the courage to say, look, you can't walk around talking about gun safety, but you don't have the courage to figure out how you're going to take 5 million assault weapons off the streets of America.
And if the sign wars indicate anything, similar to recent poll results, the winners appear to be Warren and Buttigieg. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.